Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
We'll go out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. So, Mike Tanham, I'm currently NFL front office insider at ESPN. At one point, as we all know, he was the front office for the Miami Dolphins, GM for the Dolphins. The Jets at one point also in his career. He's joining us now. Hello, Mike.
Hey, guys. Good to be with you.
Good to have you on. I was expecting, and we figured, you know, the deadline, the opt-out deadline being 4 o'clock right about now for the NFL, I was expecting maybe to see some big, startling names today. We didn't get any of that, right? There wasn't, I'm not missing anything here, right?
Not that I know of. You know, the only other name of consequence was Tre'Davious White, the all-pro corner for the Buffalo Bills, but I have not seen anything in the last hour that would say that he was opting out, but that was the one name that was still up in the air.
All right, so the ones that we know for the Miami Dolphins, Allen Hurns a couple days ago and Albert Wilson yesterday. And so I guess I'll start here with the realities of what we're all dealing with right now. And Crowder and I were just talking about Gregory Rousseau from UM opting out for the season, so he'll go to the NFL the following season. Do you think there's going to be an uninterrupted 16-game season in the NFL this year, and it starts in just 6 weeks? Does it seem plausible to you?
I think when it's all said and done, we're going to have a meaningful NFL season. We'll have a Super Bowl in Tampa Bay. I think it could look a little bit different. Maybe it's 12 games, maybe it's 14. I think there will be bumps in the road. I think the league and the union have done a reasonably good job given the circumstances, but just like with MLB guys, we're going to see things unfold that are going to be challenges, and I think it's going to be how we respond to it as a league will be consequential. So I think it'll be a meaningful season. Not quite sure if we'll see all 16 games, but I think we'll look back and say, like, that was a good year of football in this very unusual environment.
And, Mike, you've been a part of, you've been upstairs. You're looking down, watching the guys, watching OTAs, watching the minicamps, seeing the guys develop. It was your job, you know, to see your players develop. How much does this hurt a team missing the OTAs, missing the camps, all I just talked about? How much is this going to hurt the production or the quality of football early in the season with not having these off-season training facilities and off-season workouts with the coaching staff?
Yeah, Chan, it's a great point. We were just talking about this on NFL Live. You know, a lot of the football world is looking to opening day and Tom Brady of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers against Drew Brees of the New Orleans Saints. And Drew Brees and Sean Payton have been together for over 12,000 snaps together. Tom Brady and Bruce Arians have been together for zero. That is hugely consequential when you think about walkthroughs and scrimmages and joint practices and preseason games. Tom Brady literally has not taken a play for Bruce Arians in his helmet. And just identifying the mic or the protections or audibles, all those little nuances that are so consequential because these games are so close, it's going to take a while. And I look at teams like Tampa Bay, they're going to be a big work in progress. And teams that have the same head coach and the same quarterback will have a huge advantage, especially early on.
Mike Tanenbaum is with us from ESPN. If we can extrapolate that out to the Dolphins, then if you're in charge of the Dolphins still and Tua Tagovailoa is your first round pick and he is going to be the quarterback of the future, do you play him early or do you keep him on the shelf for the entire season if possible?
Yeah, I think it really goes for all the first-round quarterbacks. You know, Tua, Justin Herbert of the Chargers. Certainly, you know, Jordan Love presumably is going to sit in Green Bay, and presumably Joe Burrow is going to start in Cincinnati. But I think we have to really proceed with caution with all these guys because, again, it's really unfair. You know, when you think about Miami in particular, Ryan Fitzpatrick goes back years and years and years with Chan Gailey going back to Buffalo. So we're talking about years behind. You know, just in terms of, you know, what Tua knows and understands about the offense. So I would bring him along slowly, making sure that he's ready to go, knows the offense. Again, can make all the little finer touches of the checks, the adjustments, know what to look for. And you don't have to rush him because, again, Ryan Fitzpatrick played very well for the Dolphins last year. So it's not like you have to just throw Tua in there.
And, Mike, about these opt-outs, too, you hit on a little bit earlier, but I wanted to ask you, as a, you were the president of operations, like you were the upstairs. We called you upstairs and we were downstairs, the players and the coaches, but y'all were upstairs. Upstairs, y'all are so used to season ends, you know, your free agents hit, and then you have your new NFL season start, Mike. You have your draft. Like, y'all are so used to this for 70 years, the same thing. What are these players opting out right now, today? Like, it just passed at 4 o'clock. How much has this changed the approach of the organization, the GMs, having players opt out of this time, not knowing if you're starting corner, starting quarterback, starting tight end, not knowing what they're going to do? How much has this changed the approach of the upstairs guys of an organization?
Yeah, absolutely. This year, very much so. I think your plans have to be very sort of flexible just in terms of, again, we're going to see players and coaches candidly, you know, test positive. Let's go to the NFC East for a second, guys. If we were talking 10 days ago, we would be saying what a massive advantage the Philadelphia Eagles have. They're the only team of the four that have the same quarterback and the same head coach of the four teams. Now, Doug Peterson can't come into the facility, and Deuce Staley is in charge and taking nothing away from Deuce Staley. But, you know, 10 days ago, Philadelphia has a big lead. Now they're behind because their head coach is unavailable. And I think, again, it's going to be a fascinating season because certain players are going to test positive in very unpredictable times. We're going to be talking about some showdown and then some player won't be available. So we're going to need a lot of flexibility. I think we're going to see teams maybe quarantine a quarterback. I think that makes a lot of sense. And this season will be beyond fascinating.
Let's look at our division for a second. Mike Tannenbaum is with us, NFL front office insider at ESPN now, former Dolphins GM. The AFC East, I feel, and I think Crowder does too, that the Dolphins have a legit shot. I don't know, you know, put Cam Newton in New England. You don't know if he's healthy. And like you were saying, he's never taken a snap in New England and for Bill Belichick. How does the AFC East break out to you?
Yeah, I think it's a great opportunity. I think it's totally up for grabs right now, and you could certainly say that Ryan Fitzpatrick, just based on how those quarterbacks played last year, right now is the best quarterback in the division, again, with the big question mark in New England. And candidly, just as a fan of the sport, wouldn't you love to see, you know, Brian Flores, who played on coach under Coach Belichick for so many years, to see that defense go against what could be a totally different offense if in New England? And how do you prepare for it on opening day? Do you go back and look at Tim Tebow playing for Josh McDaniels in Denver? That's why I think this season is going to be so interesting. There is no tape, and we're seeing all these changes, and nobody knows what's going to happen until opening day. And I thought Coach Belichick made an interesting comment. We talked about, yeah, like, we're going to be like college football. College football has no preseason games, so I think the division's really up in the air. And to the extent that, you know, Ryan Fitzpatrick plays close to what he did a year ago, obviously gives, you know, Miami a good advantage.
And talking about the AFC East, Mike, I got to ask you about Adam Gase. You were a part of the Dolphins when Adam Gase came in. You've been covering him, and he goes up and gets the New York job. He keeps getting head coach jobs. He has a problem with players, Mike. Jay Ajayi and him, Jay Ajayi's big year. He benched Jay Ajayi early in the season. Jamal Adams just came out and said he's not a good leader. He know he has a problem with Le'Veon Bell. Mike, can you kind of give us some insight on what, like, why Adam Gase is in the position he's in? Because it always looks like, from the outside looking in, that he's not ready to be a head coach of a 32 NFL team. It just doesn't look like it from a fan perspective.
Sure, and I can just go by my experience with him. You know, he did have Look, he had challenges like every head coach does. You're not going to get along with everybody, but he had a lot of meaningful relationships, and players got better and developed under him. And, you know, when you look at what happened in New York, look, I'm not there every day, but I do know this based on my experience that when a player doesn't get what he wants economically, you know, things get noisy quickly, and certainly that seemed to be part of the factor with Jamal Adams. But, again, kind of staying in the theme of the AFC East and quarterbacks, you know, it was clear to me, guys, that when he got that job in New York, that job was really being defined by Sam Darnold and his development. And obviously the Jet brain trust at the time felt that Adam Gase was the best man to maximize Sam Darnold's ability. And I think we'll know a lot more about that situation at the end of the year. And candidly, if the Jets go 7-9 and Sam Darnold throws for 40 touchdowns, people are going to probably feel differently than if, you know, they win 10 games and Sam Darnold's benched. So I think we'll know a lot more about Sam Darnold and Coach Gase in terms of his future there by after the season.
Yeah, you talk about an interesting season that we're going to have coming up. So I just got a press release from the Dolphins. The Dolphins have just placed defensive tackle Raekwon Davis, defensive tackle Benito Jones, safety Brandon Jones, guard Solomon Kindley, defensive end Shaq Lawson, and wide receiver Kirk Merritt on the reserve COVID-19 list. So that's a lot of players. And again, I'll just reiterate for people that haven't heard, the list, the COVID-19 list, doesn't mean that the player has tested positive. It means that they may have come in contact with someone that has tested positive. But man, you are seeing a lot of names just there today from the Dolphins going on that list. Talk about a tough season, whether it's front office or coach. This is as tough a challenge as any front office or coach will ever see, right?
Yeah, and again, I think you just gave great context, which is those players didn't necessarily test positive. And if I was a Dolphin fan, obviously I'd be concerned by that release. But what I would say is it's only August 6th. And again, you'd rather have the bumps in the road now. You know, we just went through with the Miami Marlins, right, in terms of what they just went through. So we're going to see bumps in the road, and you want to get them ironed out, you know, be it for the team, for the NFL, now instead of down the road. I think the bigger challenge, candidly, is you can't have a bubble for these players. And that is, you know, to me, the most pragmatic challenge, which is the NBA is doing a great job, but because of their numbers, they should be and could be. What I'm concerned about is, you know, we're sitting here on October 1st, we have a good NFL season, and then some team loses three or four key players because of no other reason but that, you know, they went home. So there's still a long way to go here, and hopefully these players come back as quickly as possible.
Last one out of me, Mike. Does Antonio Brown get another shot? And if so, what's the best fit for Antonio Brown?
Absolutely. And he'll sign a one-year deal. And to me, Baltimore makes a ton of sense. Green Bay does. Seattle, a number of teams could use him. He's too talented. Obviously, you know, what he did was pretty serious. He has paid, you know, a significant price, missing almost all of last season, serving an additional 8-game suspension this year. But based on our league, based on his production, based on our history, he should, and in all probability will, get another opportunity this season.
Mike Tannenbaum, again, the front office insider for ESPN, former GM down here in Miami. Do you miss being a GM and all the fun social media fun that comes with it?
Look, I've had great opportunities in my career, be it with, you know, Miami, the Jets, really enjoying my time now at ESPN. So I was just trying to make the most of the opportunities that I've been privileged to be a part of. And now I get to be your guys' teammate. So, you know, that's great as well. So it's been a good transition.
Non-answer. That was a non-answer. Do you miss the that's got to be the worst part, right? People second-guessing you, everything you do at your job.
Well, you know, again, you know what you're signing up for. You know, you have to feel really confident about what you're doing and why you're doing it. And oftentimes you can't explain what you're doing because a lot of things just aren't for public consumption. And candidly, one of the things I really do enjoy about what I do now is I try to bring fans behind the curtain, either, you know, on ESPN TV, radio, on social, whatever it may be, just to say, like, you know, there's so many people out there that break news and do a great job of it. I try to fill the role of, like, well, why did this happen, or what was the team thinking, and at least present to the fans, like, what's going on behind the scenes.
You didn't ever want to just fire off an email, though, to a to a critical fan that sent you an email, the Dolphins just says, F you.
Hey, look, you know, like Coach Edwards had a great expression, you know, always think twice before you hit the send button. So, you know, I thought that was a great wisdom to live by.
That is. I got to lay off the text machine then here at work because that's all I respond to people with. That segment sucked or you're not funny on the radio. F you. All right, Mike Tannenbaum, I got to take his advice. I know. Mike Tannenbaum, current NFL front office insider at ESPN. Thank you for making time for us. Hope to talk to you during the season.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks a lot for having me. Really appreciate it, guys.
There you go. Mike Tannenbaum from ESPN. That's got to be the worst part of the job. Because you're a front office guy. It's sport to second guess sports front office people, right? I mean, everyone thinks they can do a better job than any front office person.
And, Hawk, you can't question LeBron trying to dunk because you can't dunk. But you feel like you can pick players in a draft. 100%.
You are 100% right. You're 100% right. The one guy that you can really go, I could do that job, is the front office guy. And so, yeah, it's got to be pretty thankless. When things are bad, when they're good, it's, I mean, you're a hero. You remember, we always talk about it with Blake James, right? When Blake James signed Mark Richt, I mean, it was, this guy is a hero, and look, he got a great coach from the SEC, and it's the perfect signing, and then all of a sudden, they lose to FIU, and it's the worst time in the world to be Blake James in South Florida.
We kind of know about it now. People question our job too, Hawk. Let's be honest.
All day. Yeah. All day. Well, you know what? It's what you say is fair. Everyone thinks they can host a radio show. Everyone.
Yes.
Right? Yes. I hear these guys BS all day long. I could do that. I do that with my friends. And so, yeah, people always criticize what we do.
And when they say it, I say go. And they say what? I say start. Go. Entertain.
Yeah.
Huh? What do you want me to talk about? That's your job now. Go.
Right. Do you have a whole bunch of Antetokounmpo mispronunciations lined up? Because we do.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.